talk about freedom. Have you ever thought about the way that four deluded hierarchs define freedom? For hierarchs, freedom and state authority go together. Freedom is reduced to a laundry list of rights, usually defined in a document that also lays out the authority of the state. As a consequence, freedom for hierarchs constitutes a handful of rights that are defined by the state, recognized by the state, and limited by the state. By the hierarch delusion, you really have no say as to what freedom of religion or the right to bear arms means. The definition of your rights is dictated by a state with Apache attack helicopters. You might otherwise have an equal voice to define your rights if only you owned your own Apache attack helicopter, if you weren't already busy paying for the one the state points at you. So, in the United States, for instance, the nation that considers itself the beacon of liberty, freedom is reduced to a small number of rights described in a document 3 centuries old, written by slave owners. I don't know, but I think any sane and serious discussion of freedom would exclude slave owners who assume to own and exploit other human beings, not allow them to monopolize discourse, which only speaks to the fact that the United States is neither sane nor serious. But we already knew that. So, in rejecting the hierarch view of freedom, as state-recognized and state-defined rights, what would a sane and serious definition of freedom look like? Myself, I like the definition of Ward Churchill offers. He proposes freedom is the absence of external regulation. The absence of external regulation. I think that serves as a working definition of freedom. Whatever sphere of life we're talking about, from religious practice to eating cookies, I'm free where I'm not subject to external regulation, where I'm left to my own devices to decide whether to pray or how many cookies to take from the cookie jar. I'm free where I'm not subject to outside interference, to external regulation. That's freedom. As an anarchist, I'm for that. I'm in support of freedom, the absence of external regulation. And not just for me, but for everyone. Freedom for everybody. As a matter of fact, by this definition of freedom, only anarchists can be for it. Consider, anarchists oppose hierarchy and oppose government. But what is government? The simplest answer is that government is the thing that governs, right? Governments govern. To govern is to regulate. So if we return to our definition that freedom is the absence of external regulation, freedom is the opposite of government, the external regulator. Government, the external regulator, is the opposing force to freedom. Where you have government, external regulation, you have an absence of freedom. Where you have freedom, you have an absence of government. Government is, everywhere by its nature, the regulator of freedom, the limiter of freedom, the absence of freedom. So if we return for a moment to the ideas held by delusion hierarchs, we see just how irrational they are. Their freedoms are defined by the documents of government, the decrees of the external regulator. They look to the enemy, the opposing force to freedom, to define their freedoms. To allow government, the external regulator, to define freedom makes about as much sense as putting John Wayne Gacy in charge of your kids. It makes as much sense as paying the bill for the Apache attack helicopter the government points at you while telling you that you're free. Freedom is the absence of external regulation. So where you are regulated, where you are governed, you are not free. What do you call people who aren't free? I call them slaves. So, you can either occupy the radical position advocated by anarchists, the absolute position, freedom, the absence of external regulation, or you can accept slavery, the compromise of freedom. You know, that irrational concept of rights dictated by slave owners 3 centuries ago. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility at Lucasville. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at his new address at Sean Swain 243-205, P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route, number 728, Lucasville, Ohio, 45699. To read some of Sean's writings and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org.